Besos, Beta. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. June 21st, 1896. Dear Brother Peter Vessels, I wish I could see you and converse with you, because one is so much better understood in speaking with one face to face rather than writing. I would say things that will encourage you, for I do not wish to discourage you. I want that you and your wife shall put your trust in God. We have a precious Savior who gave his own most precious life for you, and you must give your life to your Savior. Although he is high and lifted up, he giveth encouragement to all who put their trust in him. For thus saith the High and Lofty One that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is Holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Isaiah 57, verse 15. I have a deep interest in you, because you have been and will continue to be tempted. With your whole heart, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you. You cannot take the first step to come to your heavenly Father, but he hastens toward you to receive, to pardon, and to bless you. The Lord bears long with our waywardness, but we do not want the least grain of perversity in our character. We are building for eternity. We are to grow in grace, in heavenly mindedness, not to have a dwarfed experience. It is not doing honor to our Redeemer to walk crookedly. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. Hebrews 12, verse 13.